We rest better with a trusted other than all alone. Alone, our mind easily wanders to the troubling areas of our life. And before we know it, our inner worrier kicks in like an intensifying generator with seemingly endless fuel. Yet when we rest with a trusted other, it becomes easier to find peace in the moment, to let go of concerns and to come fully into the present, unencumbered by the harassing what-ifs and could-bes of lonely, all-alone life. Right after creating the cosmos, God rested. Calling everything made good, God took the first Sabbath and subsequently commanded humanity to do likewise. Work 6 days, and on the seventh day, rest. God may still be in a Sabbath mode, at least until God creates a new heaven and a new earth, as Revelation predicts. Resting sounds simple and attainable. The problem is most of us do not know how to rest. We bring our work home and home issues to our workplace. We need to learn how to let go and let be, to simply rest, and not just when we fall asleep, but also when we are awake. One thing that works for me, I call resting prayer, where I ask nothing of God, and God asks nothing of me. We simply rest together, silently letting love flow freely between us. And the amazing thing is, this also works well while praying with your dog at your feet or your cat curled up on your lap. I wrote this meditation to God while my dog Wally rested at my feet. I rest upon you as you rest in me. We repose together in wordless wonder, sharing in your Sabbath gift, albeit in different ways as different beings, you as God and me as human. No work is done. Love simply unmasks its silent presence between us. I offer you these words of thanksgiving as my shepherd dog rests at my feet, curled between and snuggling my feet. He lightly sleeps as I intently pray. Yet we are at rest together, different beings, united in hushed peace, one comforting the other. Somehow our being together, you and I, beloved, as well as my dog and I, my well-loved Wally, make possible this rest. It turns out I cannot truly rest alone, but only with you, and strangely also with my dog, a real instigator of Sabbath moments.